So, the next life, it is of two kinds, the lower birds and the higher birds. So, in order to generate the desire to achieve the higher birds, we have to reflect on the suffering nature of the lower birds. So that consists of three: reflecting on the sufferings of the hells, reflecting on the sufferings of the hungry ghost, reflecting on the sufferings of animals. So, reflecting that at the time of death, nothing but a spiritual development is of any help. In short, reflect, I'll undoubtedly have to give up the prosperity of this life. Okay, so next, thinking about the happiness and the suffering of the two possible states of birth, to which you will proceed in the next world, first reflecting on the sufferings of the hells. Accordingly, you are soon to die, have no time to stay. At that time, you will not cease to exist, but will take birth in either of the two states of rebirth, as projected by the karma, or by the force of your karma. If you fall into the worst state of rebirth, there is heat and cold. So, the rebirth and the eight heat, the hell of hotness, and eight hell of coldness. And then reflecting on the sufferings of the hungry ghost, you will become thin out of hunger and thirst and undergo many sufferings due to ignorance. In that unbearable state, you will pass a middling aeon. By counting one human month as a single day, 10,000 years of such a life is the lifespan of a hungry ghost. So, as a human, so the kind of experience of suffering that we have as human would be so insignificant when compared with the kind of suffering the helping realms they undergo. So sometimes the suffering of the helping realms and the suffering of hungry ghost realm and the suffering of the animal realms. So there, as they're presented in the Avalokiteshvara, the Abhidhamma coach by Vasubandhu, so we see the specific attributes or the quality, the characteristics of these the various sufferings presented. And the cosmological patterns set forth in the Abhidhamma Kush and so forth. So we see that the cosmological trends as are posited in Abhidhamma Kush, they when compared with the kind of the world system that we can see now would be contrary to each other. As such, since the Buddha Dharma is something that you have to follow by way of logic and reasoning, as such, if there is something presented, even in the Buddhist literatures, which goes against the evidently seen realities, so the Buddha himself has actually given the full right to on us to even to reject those teachings if they disagree with the reasonings. And whereas if you try to be very stubborn, holding on to the statements literally as stated in the Buddhist literatures, which go against the contemporary scientific experiments and findings. So then we see that those upholders or the proponents so stubbornly holding the position, one position would be not authentic or not legitimate Buddhist practitioners. But one thing that we can understand for sure is that the suffering of the hell realm is much more intensive as compared to the hungry ghost realm, and that in turn would be much more intensive than that of the animal realm. And we see that they are all these suffering, experiences of suffering, they are due to the negative mental states. And then when we explore into these negative mental states, so again we see a divergence in terms of the intensity of the negative mental states. So we see different levels in terms of the mind. So the one we cut off yourself from the external world and simply be concentrated internally, internalize everything. So there we see that the mental state that we experience would be much subtler than than the one that is experienced by the mind directed externally. So then we see among the practitioners that a practitioner who has gained some degree of repulsion towards the external world or the external pleasure, so there then he or himself starts internalizing the mind inwardly. So there, such kind of person, they tend to dedicate their life in seclusion. So that is something not confined to the Buddhist practitioners, even with the non-Buddhists also that is available. So actually I've seen one Hindu practitioner who lived his life in solitude in the snowy mountains, diverting oneself from the external attractions, and then singly absorbed, single-pointedly on the internal concentration or mental absorption. So there's a saying, I have a friend who revealed about the non-Buddhist practitioner who maintained his body for a little bit more than 1,000 years, remaining, assuming a very little bit of subtle state of body. So then I asked him to inquire more about this event. So in the Buddhist terminology, there is something called the mind diverting one's attention from the grosser aspects and directing one's mind towards the subtler aspect. So I have some friends who have actually said that they had actually seen the hell realms. So there's one friend of mine who is older past now. So he's one of my playmates when I was in Lhasa. So So this friend of mine, he's having his own friend who is actually, so that person, the friend of my friend, so he was actually someone who could see some ghosts. And then my friend, he told his friend that, oh, you're seeing ghosts, so why don't you let me see one? And then he said that, oh, you can, so probably you can see that tomorrow. And then he, out of great excitement and curiosity, was trying to keep watch of what's happening. And he didn't notice anything. The next day, he complained to his friend. And then the other friend, he told him that you put on the special hat in the night. So he then that very night he did that. He put on the hat, and gradually he started seeing a terrible kind of figure with the kind of hair standing all the way. Very terrible figure. And there's also one servant. So this person, he happened to be a son of one of the chiefs of the armies. So this son, or the man, when he was very small, so no sooner he was awakened, he saw Tabjil Hamo, or one of the female deities, who is out stretching her the deity, stretching her tongue out, and then just looking at him from the roof. So he was really scared, and then trying to hide himself in a blanket. And out of that piece which is torn apart in the blanket, he was trying to look at the same thing was happening at the female deity. And again, he noticed the same thing. With wide open eyes, she was looking at him. And in the dawn, so that female deity disappeared. So actually, these are the actual events that occurred, not fictitious.